They later planned to take power in March, the former officer said, but that plan leaked. Finally, the dissidents looked into the May 20 election, during which Maduro was reelected, as a new target date. But again, word got out and the plotters held their fire. It is unclear how many of these details the coup planners shared with the Americans, but there is no indication that Mr. Maduro knew the mutinous officers were talking to the Americans at all. For any of the plots to have worked, the former commander said he and his comrades believed they needed to detain Mr. Maduro and other top government figures simultaneously. To do that, he added, the rebel officers needed a way to communicate securely. They made their request during their second meeting with the American diplomat, which took place last year. The American diplomat relayed the request to Washington, where senior officials turned it down, American officials said. We were frustrated, said the former Venezuelan commander. There was a lack of follow-through. They left me waiting. The American diplomat then met the coup plotters a third time early this year, but the discussions did not result in a promise of material aid or even a clear signal that Washington endorsed the rebels' plans, according to the Venezuelan commander and several American officials. Still, the Venezuelan plotters could view the meetings as tacit approval of their plans, argued Peter Kornbluh, a historian at the National Security Archive at George Washington University. The United States always has an interest in gathering intelligence on potential changes of leadership in governments, Mr. Kornbluh said. But the mere presence of a U.S. official at such a meeting would likely be perceived as encouragement. In its statement, the White House called the situation in Venezuela a threat to regional security and democracy and said that the Trump administration would continue to strengthen a coalition of like-minded and right-minded partners from Europe to Asia to the Americas to pressure the Maduro regime to restore democracy in Venezuela. American officials have openly discussed the possibility that Venezuela's military could take action. On February 1, Rex W. Tillerson, who was Secretary of State at the time, delivered a speech in which he said the United States had not advocated for regime change or removal of President Maduro. Yet, responding to a question afterwards, Mr. Tillerson raised the potential for a military coup. When things are so bad that the military leadership realizes that it just can't serve the citizens anymore, they will manage a peaceful transition, he said. Days later, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who has sought to shape the Trump administration's approach toward Latin America, wrote a series of Twitter posts that encouraged dissident members of the Venezuelan armed forces to topple their commander-in-chief. Soldiers eat out of garbage cans and their families go hungry in Venezuela, while Maduro and friends live like kings and block humanitarian aid, Mr. Rubio wrote. He then added, the world would support the armed forces in #Venezuela if they decide to protect the people and restore democracy by removing a dictator.